नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Further Inquiries by Vidura, and Text Number 38. Purushasya cha sansthanam Swarupam vaparasya cha Jnanam cha naigamam yattar Guru Shishya Prayojanam. Translation. What are the truths regarding the living entities and the Supreme Personality of a Godhead? What are their identities? What are the specific values in the knowledge in the Vedas? And what are the necessities for the spiritual master and his disciples? Purport. The living entities are constitutionally servitors of the Lord, who can accept all kinds of service from anyone. It is clearly declared that the Lord is the supreme enjoyer of the benefits of all sacrifices and penances, the proprietor of all that is manifested, and the friend of all living entities. That is the real identity. Therefore, when the living entity accepts this supreme proprietorship of the Lord and acts in that attitude, he resumes his real identity. In order to elevate the living entity to this standard of knowledge, there is a necessity of a spiritual association. The bona fide spiritual master desires that his disciples know the process of rendering transcendental service to the Lord. And the disciples also know that they have to learn about the eternal relationship between God and the living entity from a self-realized soul. To disseminate transcendental knowledge, one must retire from mundane activities on the strength of enlightenment in knowledge, in terms of Vedic wisdom. That is the sum and substance of all the questions in this verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. What happened? Chapter 7, text number 38.
Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Baryana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminyadinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purushasya cha sansthanam swarupam vaparasya cha jnanam cha naigamam yattad guru shishya prayojanam. What are the truths regarding the living entities and the supreme personality of a Godhead? What are their identities? What are the specific values in the knowledge in the Vedas? And what are the necessities for the spiritual master and his disciples? See, question asked here by Vidurji are very important. If somebody wants to make a progress in spiritual life, he should have this genuine question in his heart. Then only one can understand that what we are exactly doing, what is meant by following the spirituality, what is meant by accepting spirituality in the life. Generally, the spirituality means people think that, oh, just go to the temple, have a darshan. Generally, we have seen in the temple, they come and they see the curtain is closed. They can wait for 20, 25, half an hour, maybe for an hour also, and they sit. As soon as curtain opens, they see the deities, and within a minute, they want to go back. They can sit idly here and talk, discuss all the mundane things. But after darshan is open, they will not stop. They will just move. Their conception is that, oh, I had a darshan and came back. Such a kind of a thing is okay, rather than not going to the temple. But if you are going, you should understand that why you are going there. And what you should do. What's supposed to be done when you visit the temple or any holy place? Generally, yesterday, Parsathi Prabhu was telling me that there are devotees who used to go to Goa. Goa is the one of the place in India which is like a Hawaii in US. Not Las Vegas, not that bad actually. You can say Hawaii, where people can go on the beach for sense enjoyment. Nobody goes for that. It's not that worst. It's like a Hawaii. Devotee going to Goa, it's totally contradictory. If he is a devotee, why he will go to Goa? If he is a devotee, why he will go for the enjoyment? And that up to sense enjoyment. Either he is not a devotee at all, that's why he is going to Goa. For the sense enjoyment. Devotee means what? And accepting spirituality means what? Accepting spirituality means you should have these genuine questions in your heart. These are very basic questions, but they never strike us. Okay, I'm going to the temple. Why I should go? What is the identity of the God and myself. Generally, people, they go to the temple because since childhood they are habituated to visit the temple. For what? Peace of mind. But they don't know why they get peace of mind when they go to temple. What is that really gives them peace? Generally, in ISKCON temple, I've seen few people, they come and they sit in front of the door here, close their eyes and they meditate. That's too funny. You are having such a beautiful form of their lordship standing in front of you, and you are closing your eyes in front of you and sitting there. The Archa Vigraha form of the Lord is so merciful. The most merciful of incarnation is Archa Vigraha. See, if you want to see their lordship in Vaikuntha, you need to have tremendous qualification to reach to the Vaikuntha. Even if you reach to Vaikuntha, it's not necessary that you will get a chance to enter inside. So, one is not qualified to go to Vaikuntha. then Lord sometimes comes as a different incarnation. So all living entities, they never get chance to see their Lordship. Very fortunate, who has the asset of their pious grade, they can take part when Lord is present on this earthly planet and performs his pastime. They can take part in his Leela. So they can see. After seeing the Lordship, even to understand him is also not that easy. To understand the identity of Lord. Like Duryodhana. His daughter or son got married with the daughter or son of Krishna. So in that way they are in family relationship. And that is very close relationship actually. But still Duryodhana never understood Krishna. He thought that Lord Krishna is just a magician. A mystic personality. He can just do some, he has some mystic powers and he does some magic. That's it. He never accepted Lord as supreme personality of a God. So it's not necessary that you will understand the Lord. But the Archa Vigraha form of the Lord, whom pure devotees, they have invited their Lordship in the particular form to take services from us and to bless us. And you are coming in front of that most merciful incarnation of the Lord and closing your eyes and meditating on what? God knows. Because we don't know the identity of the Lord. Why we get peace when you come to the temple? Because, as Prabhupada has explained here, the identity of God is as explained in the 5th chapter, 29th verse. The conclusive verse of chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita. There, the identity of Lord has explained. Who is He? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surudam sarvabhutanam nyatvamam shantim rachati. Why we get peace? Because when you come to temple, you realize, if you have a proper heart, you will realize that here is the Lord. Who is He? Bhoktaram sarva yajna tapasam. He is the real enjoyer of each and every sacrifice that has performed by the living entity. He is the real enjoyer of all the things that we survey in this world. He is the real controller. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Not only this planet, but all 14 planets and beyond that, all are controlled by Him. That's why He is a Sarva Loka Maheshwara. And what He says? Surudam Sarva Bhutana. It's not necessary that someone who is a controller can be friend of everyone. That happens. If you generally go in your professional area, your boss is not your friend. Does it happen? Very rarely. At least in Western countries, you can call your boss with first name. They can call, no? India, it never happens. Or Asian countries, they never call their boss with their first name. Because they do have respect there. They consider he is a higher, he can't be equal of us and we can't have a friendship with him. But Lord is such a boss, he is not boss of you only, he is a boss of all the planetary systems. He is the king. Mahaishwara, the topmost controller. But still he is a Surudam Sarvabhutanam. But still he is friend of, not only friend, Surudha. Intimate friend of each and everyone. That's the identity of the Lord. Surudam Sarvabhutanam. And who knows this? He attains the peace of mind. So when you come to temple, why you get peace? Because that personality who has all these attributes is standing in front of you. He is giving you His mercy, His please. And if you don't recognize that, then who is losing Who is in last? It's you or the Lord? But Lord himself thinks that he is in loss actually, because he is here to take you back home, back to Godhead. And if you are not showing interest in that, leaving aside everything, he is standing in front of you to attract you on, but you are not getting attracted, then he is feeling vain in his heart. If you read that Brihad Bhagavatamrit, especially the second part, when the Gopakumar, he reaches to the spiritual world, he enters there and he sees there a Lord is playing with all the his wonderful Gwalabas, his friends. And as he looks back and he sees this Gopakumar is entering, he leaves everyone back, comes and hugs him. And both they cry incessantly. And he says, "What is this? For millions of lifetimes I am waiting for you. I was desperate to meet you, and today that day has come." So that desperation is there in the Lord's heart to take us, to give his association. And what we are? We think that once in a month I go to the temple, I am obliging Lord that he should fulfill all my commitments or whatever I ask for. And still he does. He's so merciful. I've seen few families, they come once in a month here actually. Once I asked him, "What is your connectivity with the Lord?" Then they say, "You know, whenever I come and ask for something, he gives me. And to just show the gratitude, I come once in a month." They come, they give some donation for prasadam or sometimes some bhoga, they bring something and offer. See, Lord is so merciful. Ye yathamam prapattante. The way you want to reciprocate him, he is reciprocally respondent. That we have to understand. Then what is our identity then? This is what Lord's identity. Our identity? If he is a Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, he is a boss of us, to serve him. And when you realize that, that is the essence of Vedic knowledge. As he asked here, Jnanam cha Nigamam, what has explained in the Nigamas? Please let me know. This is what has explained in the Vedas. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. You should chant the holy name of Lord everywhere. Lord, he himself says, Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Leave aside everything and just surrender all to me. He does that. So it's very essential to understand, to get it. Then further he says that, what are the specific values that we have discussed? That what are the specific values in the knowledge of the Vedas? Then he says, what are the necessities for the spiritual master and disciples? It's a very important subject matter to understand. So what are the necessities of this guru and disciple, chain of guru disciple or guru parampara? What's this necessary? Can't, generally that's what happened. Because nowadays people, they think that, Prabhupada, he's a pure devotee. And only if we get connected to him, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. So, even though he is not there physically, still you can take initiation from him. And you can continue with your spiritual life. Yeah, you can. There's no difference. Scripture says that. Because you can connect. But that connectivity should be there. As Prabhupada says that he is there in form of his books. If you are really getting connected with him in that form, if you are really has that intimacy, you can go back home, back to Godhead, and he will take you. I have seen two, three personalities who never took initiation from any spiritual master. But they were so attached to Prabhupada. They never had a formal initiation ceremony. But at the time of death, they literally got up from the bed, they saw, they said, Prabhupada, you have come, and they left their bodies. But it not with everyone. Because everyone is not in that platform. Even today, there are so many, in Sri Vaishnava, we can see there are so many personalities, they are having direct talk with Sripad Ramanujacharya. Because Ramanujacharya, he has established two deities in two different places. One is in Melkote and one is in Sriranga. And he says, I am there in that form. Somebody had a doubt, then they saw, intensely they prayed. And one of his deity form from the Melkote, blood started coming out of his eyes. So he's there in that particular form, and when you want to reciprocate with him, he reciprocates with you. But you need to have that intimacy, that much faith in the words of spiritual master or acharya. Then it happens. They guide you personally. But if not, then you should accept the person in his disciplic succession. Then question comes, as Mahaprabhu says, that yehi Krishna tattva vetta sehi guru hai. The person who knows Krishna tattva, he should be guru. Then how to understand that whether this person knows Krishna tattva or not? There is one particular group of devotees now, they think that after Prabhupada there is no one, no pure devotee. But if you accept the previous acharyas, they have shown by their own example that whom they should accept and how they should get connected to parampara. Otherwise, it will be difficult to survive in spiritual life. By our own mental concoction, if you want to create something and establish that and go ahead with your spiritual life, will be tough. Because Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. By the mercy of Krishna, you get Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, you get Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of devotion. Now you can understand what is the importance of spiritual mastery in our life. Without mercy of Guru, you will not get the seed of devotion. How you want to get connected? Kanakadas, who was none other than Yamaraj himself. Lord himself came to him and told him, see, be my servant. He said, no, I don't want to be. Because whoever becomes your servant, what happens to him? He has to beg door to door. Karoti bhikshuk pati geha heenam. He makes that person homeless and litters him on the road. He said, I don't want to be that. Again, in the next incident, when he was totally injured in the war and he was just lying in the filth of mud and blood, Lord came there and again asked him, still you don't want to be my servant? Then he says, okay, I will become. But again he puts his condition that whenever I call you, you have to come. And Lord said, okay, whenever you call me, I will come. But again, one thing he said, my Lord, I have read in the scripture, I have heard from the people, that one cannot approach Lord directly. It's your mercy that you have approached me. But from my side, I should approach you through your pure devotee. So please let me know who is that, whom should I take shelter to get connected with you. And then Lord guides him to go to Vyasatirtha and take initiation from him. That just recently happened, some 400-500 years back. And previous to that, we can see it 5,000 years back when Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Lord never opened his mouth unless and until Arjuna asked their lordship, Shishyastiham shadimam tvam prapannam. Now, please accept me as your disciple. Be my spiritual master. And then Lord start giving the spiritual knowledge. So the way of accepting spiritual knowledge is through spiritual master. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. They will give you this knowledge because they has it. If I don't have 100 bugs, I can't give you 100 bugs, do I? I have a 50 and I promise you I will give you 100. Is that all right? How? I don't have more than 50. How I can give you 100? That is lie. But if I have a full, I can give you a full. Unless and until you have a capacity to take that. So the spiritual master who is tattva-vetta, tattva-darshina, he can show you the real principle of a Vedic knowledge. That is to accept the Lord as a supreme personality of a Godhead and render devotional service to him. And if you don't do that, then what are the things has a value in life then? Nothing. So, when the people they think after Prabhupada there is no pure devotee, and if they believe that previous acharyas has spoken something, and if you really have a faith in that, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, who is Vaishnava? Vaishnava is he, by looking at him, if you remember Lord Vishnu or Krishna, that person is Vaishnava. That person is devotee. That person is tattva-vetta. And Vaishnava say Guru. So Vaishnava, he has all qualification to become a Guru. Because yasyaste bhaktir bhagavati akinchana samasate sarva surai gunaha. Means, if you become the pure devotee of the Lord, then automatically all these saintly qualities and the qualities of demigods, means qualities of satoguna, will develop in that particular jiva. So just seeing that, if you remember Lord, then that person is tattva-vetta. By looking at that person, if you feel that you are connected with Krishna, if his association encourages you in Krishna consciousness, remembering their lordship, understanding about the Vedic philosophy, then that person can be accepted as a guru. That is the importance of guru-disciple relationship. Otherwise, it's tough to understand the things. And these are the questions basically as Vidurji has asked. And they are explained successively in his conversation further. So, maybe if we get time, we can discuss it tomorrow about next discussion, what is happening, what are the answers given by Maitreya Rishi to Vidurji for all these questions. Thank you very much. Do you have any comments or questions?
If Guru is not alive and taking initiation from the
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how he has taken sannyas? What? Sannyas is also diksha.
Diksha got from his own
guru. What?
He got the connection.
But he was not alive, you know? He took in front of his photo. What other incident you want?
One is called house.
Sannyas. Most important initiation in the life. How he has taken it? He sat in front of the photo of Gaurakesha Das Babaji and he took sannyas.
Once he got converted.
What?
That's why he did.
How he took sannyas? Taking sannyas means everything previously what you have done is gone. You are giving up everything. He gets new mantra. You are Brahmana, you should know that. The Sanskar Deepika is there, read there.
Yeah, I know that part.
Now you are saying that I don't know that. Now you are saying I know that part.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara taking, he took initiation from the Gaurakeshwar Das Babaji. But sannyasa didn't give up everything and...
Everything. There it's like you are getting done your pinda, shraddha. Before you take sannyas, you yourself get done your pindadan. You get done your own shraddha. Then everything started with a new. Sannyasa is new birth for you. Your identity is totally changed. And that he has taken sitting in front of the photo of Gaurakesha Das Babaji.
That's why I am asking the Vaidiki, this is the Kali Yuga era. But Vaidiki era, something happened?
There are so many. You don't know, but there are so many incidents. You should read. When you read, you will come to know.
I know one incident in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Ekevallagya, he got all the knowledge and after Guru and this thing will come out and with that create a phytological process. Spread. I know that.
What is that?
Guru gave the knowledge, yes? Mm. After Guru became angry with his disciple. And disciple just bagged his own knowledge. Guru asked, give me back your whatever I am giving to knowledge to you. Please give me back. And then he tried to give back by vomiting. And at that time, sum up the knowledge of whatever the Bible gives, just spread here and there. And that is the psychology.
Huh?
Psychology.
See, there are so many incidents.
That incident is there, but the incident.
There are so many. So many incidents are there. Tukaram Maharaj, how he got initiated?
Oh, this era. No? I am talking about like Dwapar.
Are you understand this only? Forget about Dwapar. So many things has happened that time. Why you are going that back? Have a faith in things happening in your era, and continue with the faith rather than again know if this happened there or not. It may have happened. What it relates to you? Does it matter?
No.
Does it matter? You tell me, does it matter?
I didn't find out. That's why I have asked.
It is not there. There are so many incidents, but you will not find them. What you are there, you have asked that whether it has happened. So it happened. Just recently happened. You believe in that first. Then you will go and track back whether it happened in Dwapar Yuga or whether it has happened in Treta Yuga or Satya Yuga. How he got knowledge? Brahma. It was revealed in his heart. Lord never came in front of him and gave knowledge, gave him an initiation. It started with the first guru, Brahma. What another thing you want as a evidence?
But within the living entity
is connection. Again. Then Brahma is not living entity.
No, I mean, he the first creator being.
Then?
And Lord wants to teach him. That's why he gives the knowledge. But for us, he is not coming directly.
Why he should come? Have you that much capacities?
That's
no.
We need
so when he comes as a spiritual master and he guides you, you just accept, have a faith. See, faith is the very prime element to understand the Vedic knowledge.
That's why I am saying the living Guru also.
Definitely, no? Otherwise, how you will realize? Tattva Darshina, how you will understand this is this? This is what suitable for you specifically. And Lord guides you by giving such a spiritual master who can guide you. Not anyone else. There are so many, 60 of Prabhupada disciples are there who are giving initiation. Why you get connected with one person? Because whatever questions you have, whatever nature you have, For that suitable nature, this person is suitable for you to give knowledge. So he sends you to that person. Purnamida, Purnamada, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachati. His system is very perfect. You just accept that. Have a faith. That's what needed. Vedic knowledge, what is that? Shraddhadhana Purushaha. The person who has a faith, he can obtain the Vedic knowledge. Anything else? Srila Prabhupada ki Grantharashramad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.